Your online feature will begin in just a moment. First, a reminder that BBN is a listener-supported Christian radio and internet ministry. To support us, click donations at bbnradio.org. That's donations at bbnradio.org.
I don't suppose there is a person listening to my voice who is not burdened in some way with problems or difficulties. Trials seem to be our common lot. The problem is how to handle them. Since they are to be expected, it would be foolish not to consider a way of deliverance.
Do you preach to yourself? The reality is, we all do. The question is, what are you preaching to yourself? I welcome you to the Glad Tidings program featuring Bible teacher Dr. J. Allen Blair. I'm Ed Phillips. In order to preach God's Word to yourself, you've got to love it, know it, and live it. Let's join Dr. Blair for today's Bible lesson, following some good music to prepare our thoughts and hearts.
Turmoil, strife, and hardship seem to be man's lot. But is it God's desire that man live in a continual round of misery? Is it necessary that we be weighted and bogged down with problems and perplexities that appear to be too gigantic with which to cope? I'm sure not. There is a satisfactory answer. It's found in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, verse 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. There is a way out of trouble. We read in Psalm 147, verse 3, God healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. If we have trusted in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, we are rooted and grounded in the one that can give absolute deliverance from anxiety in every trial of life. God says in Isaiah 50, verse 10, "Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God." You see, there's incredible security in Jesus, the Son of God. A great naturalist in one of his books describes a marine plant which rises from a depth of 150 to 200 feet and floats on the breakers of the Western Ocean. The stem of this plant is less than an inch thick, yet it grows and thrives and holds its own against the fierce smitings and pressures of breakers, which not even masses of rock could long withstand. Now, what is the secret of this marvelous resistance and endurance? How can this slender plant face the fury of the elements so successfully? In spite of storm and tempest, how can it keep its hold and perpetuate itself from century to century? Well, the answer is quite simple. It reaches down into the still depths of the sea, where it is firmly fixed to the rocks below, and no stirring of the waters, regardless of the severity, can shake it from its moorings. Well, when a man or woman has a deep and inner reliance upon God, when the roots of his life take hold of Jesus Christ, God's Son, mere surface agitations and pressures will not overcome him. He finds security that cannot be known any other way. We read in Psalm 34, verses 15 and 17, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of their troubles." In Psalm 37, verses 4 and 5, we read, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." The afflictions God permits to come upon believers are always for a purpose. You see, they don't merely happen. The Lord does not promise that his children will be free from affliction, but we are assured that in it all, God has a purpose, and oftentimes we're able to see the sunshine in the midst of the darkness of the trial. I'm sure many of you have sung the words of that wonderful old hymn, "Sweet Hour of Prayer, Sweet Hour of Prayer, that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul often found relief and oft escaped the tempter's snare by thy return, Sweet Hour of Prayer." This is indeed a marvelous hymn. How much comfort it has brought to the hearts of many down through the centuries. A man by the name of William Walford wrote this hymn. He was totally blind. Perhaps it took a blind man to write a hymn like this. Most of us who can see are usually so busy running here and there that we haven't taken the time to discover the real values of the hour of prayer. Out of Mr. Walford's affliction was born this wonderful hymn that has brought blessing to multitudes. Fanny Crosby was also without physical sight, but for 90 years she enjoyed a most unusual spiritual insight. Her 8,000 hymns include such favorites as "Blessed Assurance," "Saved by Grace," "Rescue the Perishing," "Draw Me Nearer," "Jesus is Calling," and many, many others. I think of another believer who was blind. He lived in Philadelphia, and his name was Adam Geibel. He was grieving over the death of his young son-in-law, who met a sudden tragedy in a mill explosion. Mr. Geibel spent a sleepless night in endless repetition of the age-old question, "Why did God allow it?" As the night faded into dawn, his questioning doubts resolved themselves into a blessed assurance, and he wrote the words, I do not know why off round me my hopes all shattered seem to be. God's perfect plan I cannot see, but someday I'll understand. I cannot tell the depth of love that moves the Father's heart above, my faith to test, my love to prove, but someday I'll understand. Though trials come through passing days, my life will still be filled with praise, for God will lead through darkened ways, but someday I'll understand. Someday He'll make it plain to me. Someday when I His face shall see, someday from tears I shall be free, for someday I shall understand. How many thousands of God's people have been strengthened and helped by the words embodied in the message of this hymn. Very frequently, there is good that comes out of the sorrowful experiences of life. You see, we're prone to look at the darkness of the hour, but a true, trusting believer in Christ may look at the sunshine to be found in each sorrow. You may be sure God will never forsake His own. In Matthew, the 10th chapter, God says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father?" And in verse 31, He says, "Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows." Will you remember this when you are perplexed, when the tears flow on your sorrowing cheeks, or when you are caught in the winepress of persecution, when your pain seems unbearable, or your gloom settles heavily upon you? Remember the eye that marks the sparrow's flight is upon the righteous, and his ear is attentive to their cry. This is true. Let it be your staff upon which to lean, your fresh fountain at which to drink, your table of bounty at which to feast. Trust God. Believe Him. And if you don't know God through His Son, Jesus Christ, I invite you right now to receive Christ into your life. Maybe your unrest at this time is a signal that you're not really saved. Get saved, my friend. Take Christ as your Savior and Lord right now. Father, I lift up many to You today who are trying to face the struggles of life in mere human strength. We know this is useless, our Father. Thus I pray that they will lean on Christ entirely, knowing that in Him there is always a way. I ask this in His blessed name. Amen.
The idea of preaching to yourself is summed up beautifully in Psalm 1, verse 2. But His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth He meditate day and night. Is glad tidings enabling you to delight in and hide God's Word in your heart? We would love to hear from you if it is. A short card or letter would be a great encouragement to us. Our mailing address is Box 7300, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28241. Glad Tidings with Dr. J. Allen Blair is a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network. I'm Ed Phillips, your host. Join us again at this same time for more clear, practical Bible teaching with Dr. J. Allen Blair. Have a blessed, fruit-filled day, my friend.
That concludes the online feature. By the way, BBN is on social media. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter.